Sunday Morning Live. In this segment, we have an interesting segment, I think. We have our guest, Administrative Judge Elaine Marshall. She's a former assistant DA for Harris County. And later, she was appointed by Mayor Kathy Whitmire as a municipal court judge. Boy, Mayor Kathy, boy, that's been a while. And, and of course, she served as a judge there for a number of years and was recently appointed as the administrative judge over the court. And she's also presided over, you worked jury trial and other regular dockets while at the Municipal Court Number 1. And again, Judge Marshall, we welcome you to Sunday Morning Live.
Good morning.
Also, Gwendolyn Goins, she's the Public Information Officer and spokeswoman for the Houston Municipal Courts Department, been there since 2007. She's also a Division Manager of Communications and responsible for Legislative Affairs, Open Records, Internal and External Communications, Special Events, and whatever else they can pile on her desk. Good morning and welcome to Sunday Morning Live on Magic 102.1.
Good morning so much. Thank you for being here.
Yeah, I was trying to abbreviate these illustrative resumes as much as I could, but you all have been very busy. I've done a lot of work there. But now you have a very important program, the Amnesty program, your municipal amnesty program. What is that about? I've heard about it in past years. And then, and what's that word? That scoff law? What's the scoff law? You know, a lot of people, what is that?
Well, which one would you want? Let's talk about the scoff law first. Scoff law program went into effect in January of this year. It's where citizens who have cases that have been adjudicated. You've come in, you've pled guilty, you've asked for time to pay, you haven't paid, and you have delinquent fines out. When you don't pay and you just ignore it now, scoff law is when you go to get your license renewed. DPS has a record of it. When you go to get your registration, which is important, you won't be able to do that until you have paid all of your fines.
Okay. But where does that word come from? What's the origin of that word? Is it, that sound like that's a bad word. You a scoff law. You just been...
Scoff law is an older term, and it originated from people scoffing at the law, basically ignoring the law. So over time, it has developed into this scoff law term.
Like giving them the hand. Uh-huh. Huh? Yeah. Okay. Deadbeat.
Exactly, if you will.
All right.
But it's not so much as deadbeat. Some people just forget that they have it or forget to do it. And then you get, you're reminded very, very quickly when you show up.
Blue lights in the window.
Right. Well,
stuff.
Not so much the blue lights, but when you decide that you want to go down and get your registration, get everything taken care of, and the clerk says, I'm sorry, I can't do that.
Oh.
And I'm sorry, you can't get your driver's license. And a lot of people don't understand that, some of these adjudicated cases are reported to DPS.
Oh, so you mean like if you don't pay you get some speeding tickets and the like, and they won't let you register your vehicle and stuff like that?
Yes, if it goes left delinquent.
Okay. So basically we've got the scoff law. This is what happens if you don't pay your fines. You can't get your car registered. You can't get your plates. Does it affect anything else besides, is it just related to your automobile or?
Well, in some cases, some insurance companies actually look at things like that when they determine what your insurance rates are.
Oh, boy.
So it really does have some far-reaching implications.
Oh, man. Okay, so this is very important.
Yes, it is.
Okay, so what's the landscape like? Why did you all decide to come up with an amnesty program?
Amnesty has always been in effect. Now, I've been the judge now 25 years, over 25 years with the city. It's been one of those situations for us where right now we have, 300,000 cases?
300,000 cases?
That are in delinquent status.
Wow.
To put that in perspective, we process in the Houston Municipal Courts alone over 1.2 million cases annually.
Okay, then that's a small percentage.
So that's every year.
Yeah.
So you 10%. Compare what we're doing annually to that.
20%. Yeah, 10%.
But we want to give people an opportunity to come down and be able to take care of it. And especially when you think about, I guess you hear the term, everybody hears the term ride and dirty, that kind of stuff. You get stopped, you know, the police officers pull you over.
Was that T.I. had a song called Ride and Dirty?
So, I mean, you know, and people
roll down the window, let's just air it out right quick.
They approach us all the time about that. So the amnesty gives you a chance to come down. If you have a failure to appear, your first failure to appear is dismissed. The second failure to appear, you're paying half price. And you can take care of those warrants and get all that thing, get it all cleared up so that you can move forward, you know, with doing things that you want to do. Even some applications and people are looking at your history. So, you know, it's important for us to give the citizen an opportunity to come in and take care of those.
Okay.
The thing is, with an amnesty, we're for a limited time only, and this doesn't happen quite often, even though as people come before a judge, that judge has the discretion of how they want to help that person handle the case based on their particular circumstances. Mm-hmm. But what an amnesty does is for a limited time, as just shared, it gives you a discount on the rates that you normally would pay had you paid full time. And now, the thing is, there's never an opportune time to be arrested.
That is so true. Now, let me ask you, what kind of dollars are we talking about? Because obviously, you know, the city, I mean, we need the money to repair the roads, fix the bridges, get the, you know, lights going on and everything. What kind of monies are we missing with all these 300 and some odd thousand folks?
It really depends on the type of case.
I mean, but overall.
So for example.
I'm overall. What's the big ticket? How much money does the city have sitting on the table? A million, 2 million, 50 million? How much money we got sitting on the table?
It's several million.
It's several million. I don't even know if we can, if we can put a number on that, because you have to understand that in our building, we handle all types of cases. Mm-hmm. You have some people who may have some building code violation cases that are just sitting there. Mm-hmm. Some of those fines are up to $2,000. Okay. So it's really just kind of hard to just sit down.
So I guess it would be the treasurer who would better be able to tell us how much we have uncollected.
Right.
But obviously it's several million. So obviously by having the amnesty program, the folks will come in, they'll gladly pay their money, and then, of course, we'll have more money to do the things that the city needs to do, so they won't have to raise property taxes or move money from one program to another to do the things they have to do. Maybe. I'm just suggesting that could be a benefit.
I like that benefit. But I think the main benefit is for our citizens who are out there. And a lot of people are scared to come down once they're in delinquent, because they think, you know, the common rule is you'll get arrested for it. We're not arresting people in our courthouse. We're asking them to come down, talk to a judge. A lot of times all these things can be resolved by talking to the judge and the prosecutor, because we're all working together to try to get them situated in terms of their fines and their delinquent cases.
And the other thing is, this time of year is typically when people may have an extra influx of cash because of income tax returns. And so, you know, we like to believe that people want to take care of their business, but the reality is we're living in difficult financial times.
Okay.
And so this is a good opportunity when folks will have an extra influx of cash in and they may decide to take care of their business. So the fact that we're giving them this discount is an extra added incentive to do so.
Okay. Now, when the amnesty, easy for me to say, right? Let me get my lips right. The amnesty program began when?
January 22nd is when we made the announcement.
Okay. And when does it end?
February 9th.
Okay. Now, suppose I got 3 or 4 tickets in my glove box and I didn't pay them. And then February 9th comes around, I say, hey, I want this money in my pocket. I don't want to give it up. What will happen after February 9th?
Well, the amnesty expires 11:59 p.m. February the 9th, and then after that, all the original fees and fines are added back to the citations of what that person would owe. So then, if their fine is, is a total of $500, and then during the amnesty, though, that actually was cut down in half to $250.
Yeah.
So after midnight, basically February the 10th. It goes back to $500.
Yeah, that's pretty expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what does one have to do if they want to take advantage of this?
Basically, you can go online. You can handle it via credit card online. You can call 311. give your payment over the phone. If you just have questions, you can call 311 and speak with a call taker. They'll be able to give you all the information or even verify that you have cases that are eligible for the amnesty program, or if you have any delinquent cases or outstanding warrants. It's always just to do a check, just in case there's something that you missed or you've forgotten about.
Okay.
You can always come down and speak to the judge and the prosecutor.
Okay, let's go to the telephone and talk with Ross on line two. You're on Sunday Morning Live. Good morning, Ross.
Good morning.
You have a question for the judge or?
Well, I just have a little statement where one time a police officer stopped me, right?
Mm-hmm.
He gave me all the big tickets. He gave me speed, no insurance, and no seatbelt, which I had my seatbelt on. Mm-hmm. He stopped me for that. Okay, when the old officer approached my vehicle, he snatched open my passenger door, started screaming and hollering, "I seen you didn't have your seatbelt on," but he seen I had my seatbelt on. Okay, well, he wrote me all these tickets. Okay, well, I went to court the first time. When I went to court, they seen I had insurance and everything. I told the judge that the officer was trying to destroy my driving record. Well, they dismissed the no insurance ticket because I had proof of insurance. So they rescheduled me for the speeding ticket and the no seatbelt.
What's your question?
The question is this. When I went to court, I had to defend myself. If I didn't have to defend myself, I would have had to pay all this $1,000.
Right.
The police officer, well, he was just doing something like my buddy said. He passed by a police officer on the side of the road. He said, "You were the one I came and got." Mm. Well, when you got just police officers just selecting people who come and got, might not be violators. Well, we caught up in a catch-22.
Well, this is the wrong department. I guess you have to call the different department at the police station.
This amnesty thing, if they did have people, they wouldn't have the rush and crowd. If the people did want to come pay, they didn't give them 15 days from the 26th to the 9th. That ain't enough time for people to correct business, be on the business side of the world if you're going to correct business.
Well, the point is, it's a short window. I mean, it is an opportunity that one did not have prior to the amnesty. So there is a short window. Maybe you can borrow some money from Cutting Eddie or your sister, or you even get another payday loan or something, you know, if that's what people do. In the short run, when you get your tax return, get that tax return and pay it off in that short window.
Well, here you go. Your money just going right back into the system where you're not getting ahead.
Stimulating the economy.
Look here. Check this out. The system is so greedy to it, just always find a way to
It's an organism all unto itself.
And
that's right.
Tell you what it is.
Lights, gas, water, insurance, mortgage. Thank you.
So why is this? They need to give people a break because the young America won't have a chance to challenge the economical structure.
Yeah, I understand. That's a good point, Ross. Appreciate your call this morning, okay? All right, good luck. Line three, Rick, you're on Sunday Morning Live on Magic 102.
I'm not going to eat your immigration outdoors amnesty. On the scuff law, if you go into the tax assessor office, you won't be able to renew or you try to renew by mail. But if you go into a local convenience store where, like a Kroger's or a Randall's or wherever that you can pick your license plate up, you can get by that.
Well, thanks for the tip. We appreciate that. Okay, Rick. Well, thank you. We appreciate that. Thanks so much, man. Hey, let's go to line four. Rachel, Raquel, you're on Sunday Morning Live with Judge Elaine Marshall and Gwendolyn Goins on the City of Houston's Amnesty Program. Good morning.
Good morning. I just have a quick question. Mm-hmm. As far as the Amnesty Program, does that cover parking citations as well?
No.
No, ma'am, it does not.
No parking. You got to park. You can't park in the wheelchair zone repeatedly. You got to pay those.
No, ma'am, it does not cover the parking or the red lights or those types of violations.
And parking, okay, ma'am. I'm sorry,
is there
parking.
An amnesty program for that?
Parking had an amnesty just last year in November and December of 2012. So, again, amnesty programs are not very often. They only happen every few years. So I would just say they have a website. You just kind of need to keep an eye out on future announcements.
Just wait around. Don't pay the ticket. Just wait.
Or, pay the ticket if you've got extra.
The red light cameras is what I was trying to say also.
Okay, Raquel. But no, again, but good luck to you. But, You want to pay them because mm-hmm. do they boot here in the city?
Yes, they do.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So you don't want to be going to an important event and come out.
And you will have to pay the entire amount for boot. There is no coming in to negotiate, can I pay part of the boot? Can I pay part of this? Right. You have to pay it all before the boot is released off your car.
And I believe civil violations are pretty close to being reported to your credit bureaus.
Wow. Okay, so again, the locations to take care of this?
Online, you can go to www.texastexonline.state.tx.us.
Wow.
You can pay by phone by calling 713-837-0311 or the 311. Okay. By mail, you can address it to the Municipal Courts Amnesty Program at P.O. Box 4996, Houston, Texas, 77210-4996, or your usual Western Union, or in person.
Well, I think the easiest thing, just remember 311.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. So you're driving down the street, you don't have to worry about anything.
And 311 will give you all the information you need, yeah, if you want to call to see if in fact you have some warrants. Some people forget, it's been a couple of years, I think I paid it, I'm not really sure. Mm-hmm. You can call 311, they can assist you in looking it up.
But you know, I can hear some brains clicking out there right now. I can hear somebody thinking right now, well, I paid my tickets, you know, I didn't get any amnesty. This isn't fair. You know, I mean, do you have people thinking that it's not fair that other folks get amnesty and they have to pay? And
the ones who are paying it are not in delinquents, or mm-hmm. if they are paying them, they're coming down to take care of them. Yeah. But we've had amnesty programs since I've been down there mm-hmm. Frequently, I know. And I guess it's just one of those things where if you're in that time frame where it's okay, now we're going to do an amnesty to try to get everything taken care of.
And I think
I'm sure there's some saying, yeah, it's not fair.
But it is a good program, and I think. But I think overall, I know that it's even though you're trying to help a number of people in the short run, a couple of weeks. I think, folks, if you can take advantage of it, save yourself some money, because sooner or later you're going to have to pay the ticket.
Right.
So why not pay it while you can? Then, of course, it'll bring money into the treasury of the city. And so Mr. Green and the mayor and the folks, everybody be very happy that you're bringing some money to the city. Okay, thank you so much, Judge. I hope I don't have to come before you, you know, for anything, you know. Last time I got a ticket, it's been a long time, but I try to just obey all the laws.
Well, thank you. If you do, come up and see either Gwen or myself, and we'll try to make the process as painful as possible.
It's painless.
If he's getting one, we're going to make it painful for him. We'll certainly try to assist you. But, I mean, our courts are open for everyone, and I don't want people to think that we're not accessible, that we're not the type of a courthouse where you can't come in and try to see a judge or talk to a judge, because all of our judges are there and our staff is there to try to assist the citizens, because that's who we work for.
And you've got a lot of judges there. I didn't realize there were so many. Yeah. Is mm-hmm. April Walker still a municipal court judge? Yeah, April Walker. And she was one of my professors. Yeah. Yeah, she was there.
And we also want to dispel the myth that if you come to the courts that we're going to arrest you. We get asked that all the time, and that is definitely a myth. It is not true. We're willing to work with anyone who comes voluntarily to work with us and help you get your court matter resolved. It's when you get stopped by an officer that we don't have any say-so.
Everybody has a job to do. It's the job, the officer's job to arrest you on the street. Your job to get the money when they come into the courthouse at the window and pay their
tickets. Because our presiding judge is Barbara Hartle, and she has, you know, she's instilled in a lot of us a lot of different mindsets. And I think one of the most important things is working there is that we are trying to be there for the citizens, because that's our job. We are civil service. We're there to serve you.
Dollars at work, folks. 311, that's the number you want to take part in the amnesty mm-hmm. program. Again, our guest, Judge Elaine Marshall and Gwendolyn Goins of the City of Houston Municipal Court Public Information Office.